The Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy has sparked intense controversy, as we've seen and heard cases of children being separated from their families. While Attorney General Jeff Sessions and others in the administration continue to defend the policy fiercely, many others have strong critiques.
Yesterday, 75 former U.S. attorneys of both parties published an open letter to Attorney General Sessions saying that, quote, the law does not require the systematic separation of families, end quote, and that, quote, traumatizing children by separating them from their parents as a deterrent for adult conduct is, in our view, sufficient reason to halt your policy, end quote. They then asked Sessions to announce that this policy was ill-conceived and that its consequences and cost are too drastic, too inhumane, and flatly inconsistent with the mission and values of the United States Department of Justice. With us for a few minutes to talk about this is one of the signers of the letter, former U.S. Attorney John Walsh in Denver, Colorado. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about the process of how the U.S. attorneys got together and whether this is meant to send a message only or whether it could actually bring about change.
Well, I think our notion was always that by highlighting the fact that this is a policy choice, not something that is required by law, that it might actually lead to a change in the approach that this administration is taking. You know, as a practical matter, are we necessarily going to see the Department of Homeland Security and the current secretary just back down? Maybe not. However, in order to inform the public debate on this, we thought it was very important to outline the reality of this. The laws have not changed from the Bush and Obama administrations to the Trump administration on this issue. What has changed is a desire to take a very draconian approach under the current administration so as to create an opportunity, frankly, to separate families. And we think that that's just morally, ethically, and legally indefensible.
Yeah, many people are troubled by it on both sides of the aisle. John, when you balance this, as someone who is a former U.S. attorney, and though some people may not always believe it, attorneys are human beings as well, how do you balance out the spirit of the law with the letter of the law? Because it almost sounds to me that that's what a lot of this particular letter that the U.S. attorney signed is trying to do, saying this policy can be changed. But it's also not saying there shouldn't be some sort of policy to do something about this, but this is just not the right way to do it.
Well, the reality is that it is appropriate for us to protect our borders. There's no question. None of the people who signed this letter think that there's any question that the United States should have secure borders. Of course we should. And that means we should be aggressive in our enforcement. But it is always possible, and it is critically important for prosecutors to consider the individual facts of every case when they craft an enforcement approach. And that means when you have families crossing the border, that you pay attention to that circumstance, that you decide whether to charge based on the impact it's going to have on innocent children, some of them in the current situation very young, and approach it so as to arrive at actual justice, which is what is the appropriate resolution of a case here. If by prosecuting an adult for a misdemeanor where they will plead guilty and be deported immediately after a night in jail, but with the effect of separating them from their children, which they may not see for months, that's just not a proportionate penalty. And it's, I think, shocking to U.S. attorneys of both parties that this would be the approach that's currently being implemented.
John, have you heard anything from any current U.S. attorneys about how they feel about having some of these cases and sort of how they're trying to navigate what they think about this policy change and what their orders are from the DOJ?
Well, I try very hard not to put currently serving U.S. attorneys in a sort of a political bind. They of course serve in the Department of Justice now, and it's important that they follow the policies of the department. However, I can tell you that as a practical matter, this zero tolerance policy is putting an incredible burden on the entire criminal justice system along the border, both on the U.S. attorney's offices, on the federal public defenders, on the courts, on the probation departments, on the marshal service, all of those entities that already were facing a very high caseloads along the border as a result of our important enforcement efforts. By making this zero tolerance policy capable of no exception, we're placing all of those different entities in a position, driving them really to a breaking point. they're not able to devote the attention, the time and resources that they should be to more critical cases, more violent cases, and I have to assume that there are an awful lot of U.S. attorneys and assistant U.S. attorneys working on the border, diligent, hardworking people who care about the security of the United States, who are not at all happy about this policy.
Former U.S. Attorney John Walsh in Denver. John, great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.